flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're just moments away from your keyword this hour that will get you some Katy Perry tickets. Right now, I want to tell you about FireAid just really quick. We've been talking about this in the last couple weeks. This is a huge benefit that's happening tonight to help out the survivors and victims and long-term care for people who have lost their homes. And
not everybody was a movie star, just so you know.
Yeah, no, plenty of people who didn't have a summer home in Hawaii. Oh, don't look at my feet. Jeez Louise.
Well, you kick your...
You started.
I saw your kicks. They look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, those are
what
nice.
What are those? What are you tripping on your shoes?
There's Kizik's.
Kizik's?
Yeah. They're internet shoes. I bought a pair a few years ago, and now I buy a lot of
Are
these.
Those laces phony, or do they really tie?
They're actually laces. I can make them tighter or not, but they're step-in shoes.
They are step-in.
You crush the heel and push your foot in.
All right.
So they're nice. I like that. Okay. I don't like bending over too much. You know, not a fan of bending over.
Okay.
So,
back to the story.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I put up an article that is basically all you need to know about tonight's FireAid benefit show. The long list of performers, how to watch it, where it's at, how to stream it if you can't be at the show, which, I mean, basically, if you haven't already gotten down there, it's at the Kia Forum and the Intuit Dome. Let's see, 6 p.m. The show's Pacific time, starts at the Kia Forum, and then the Intuit Dome portion starts at 7:30. Alanis Morissette, Anderson Paak, Dave Matthews has a sickness in the family. He's got some health thing, so he's pulled out, but John Mayer will be there. They were going to perform together. Green Day, No Doubt is reforming for this. Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stevie Nicks, The Black Crowes, Billie Eilish, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, who we're about to do tickets for in a second here, Lady Gaga, Olivia Rodrigo, Rod Stewart, Sting, Stevie Wonder. There's just so many people playing. It is going to be, it's going to be broadcast, streamed everywhere, like all the platforms. If you have a TV, turn it on, flip around, boom, you find it. And of course, if you're there, enjoy that. And make your donations. Donations made to FireAid will be overseen by the Annenberg Foundation, which focuses on both short-term relief efforts and long-term fire prevention projects. And Connie and Steve Ballmer, the owners of the Clippers and the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum, they're matching all the donations that are made during the broadcast. So you can basically the money that we all give It'll be doubled by these guys.
Fire prevention projects sound like maybe the best idea California's had in a long time.
Ding, ding.
Like, let's do that.
Let's prevent this from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Okay, here we go. It's time for your code word this hour. It is TOAST. T-O-A-S-T. Text the word TOAST to our contest line, 20357. That's all you have to do. Text TOAST to the contest line, 20357, and you are in the running for tickets for Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour, July 18th at the Chase Center, brought to you by Live Nation. We have these tickets throughout the day, pair at 12, and then Janie's got three of them, you know, 4, 5, and 6. Oh, 5. 5 after. This hour's code word is TOAST. Let's see here. Chapel Roan, she's very emo, very grateful for her fans. She's going into the Grammys. The Grammys are this weekend.
Mm.
On Sunday night, she says that my heart feels warm and fuzzy with all the support I've been given this past year. I hope you can understand that this has been incredible and scary and spiritual and confusing. I've been crying tears of joy and grief and feeling loved and lonely and free. She's feeling it all. Boy, it's all coming at her. She's very emo. Ultimately, I'm grateful for every one of you who gave my music a little spin and showed your ass up to shows and festivals. She's talking about her performance coming up this Sunday. Just know when I am up on stage, all I'm really feeling in my heart is love to the queer community, especially those in places where it's unsafe to be yourself.
Hmm.
She is up for what they call, the Big Four. And only 15 artists have ever been nominated for the Big Four. So she's up. She actually has a lot of nominations, but the Big Four are, at the same ceremony, you have to be nominated for all four of these at once. Only 15 other artists.
New artist.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Album of the year.
Yes.
Song of the year.
Mm-hmm. And the other one that sounds like album of the year.
Calbum of the year.
It's record. Record of the year.
Oh, record of the year.
But you're so close. The Big Four is album, song, and record of the year. And best new artist.
Oh, got
and
it.
Only,
okay.
And not that everybody's, I don't even know if anyone's ever won all of them, but only 15 artists have now ever been nominated for the Big Four at the same ceremony.
I like the statement she just made that you read, because mm-hmm. a couple things she said caught me off over the last year. Like, I think one of them was something like, I'm so mad that I can't go thrifting anymore. This fame is ruining my life or whatever. And I just thought, yeah, that's not you.
That didn't sit well with me either.
Someone
she
should
seems
talk
to, be,
to you, and you need to understand the press will send that wide. And it just doesn't sound good. It sounds ungrateful. And it sounds like you should just quit.
Well, if that's all I ever heard from her, then because context really is everything. Like, people mm-hmm. joke around and are like, I hate that. I say I hate that about stuff all the time. I don't even have strong feelings about it. But now that's the only thing you've ever heard about me. And bitch hates dogs. So, uh-huh. That's okay. She does need to be careful. And I do like what she said here, too. And I'll tell you something. There's it was like a holiday carpool karaoke hosted by some dude who wasn't James Corden. And she was one of the people. And she was very likable, very charming. Her family, her mom and dad come with her in the backseat.
My wife saw that too. Is this the one where they also show her friends?
I think her friends are in it. Yes, yeah.
Like two friends. They
start
drive
on the
to
farm
the, like a movie
and the, yes.
theater or someplace, like a
Bowling
restaurant
maybe,
or something.
Okay.
Anyway, my wife was like, I absolutely love her. Like watching this video of her and her small town life and family members, it's the kind of story you root for
yep.
and hope for. And she was really like, you got to watch this. And I was going, I don't, but okay. And I did.
Do I get to get off kid duty?
Well, right.
Will you take the kids for a while? I'll totally watch it.
But yes, she's very likable. So yeah. I'm glad to hear her. And hopefully she's starting to understand.
Sounds like she is.
Where the pitfalls lie.
So she, even if she doesn't win anything, she's already made history by being one of these 15 artists to be nominated for the Big Four. But she's also up for, let's see, she's up for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance for Good Luck Babe, Album of the Year, and Best Pop Vocal Album for The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, and Best New Artist. So lots of nominations. May or may not win. If she wins all four of them, I think that makes history too. I don't know if, I really don't know if anybody's ever won them all. Maybe Milli Vanilli. They were amazing. The Grammys air Sunday at 8 Eastern, so that'll start at 5 o'clock our time on CBS. And there's usually a red carpet, too. I'm sure that that's... Get there early in the afternoon. Meet you there. Post Malone's weight loss secret is...
Wait, Posty. Okay, Post Malone. Got
it. Post Malone. Post Malone is 65 pounds lighter than he was not that long ago. They don't say exactly how long it took, but he basically says that... And it does seem like he's still the fried chicken and beers guy. He says it's hot sauce.
What?
He says, I did not use Ozempic. I did not use any weight loss drug. I just stopped eating a lot of fried food, which is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to grilled chicken, and then I started putting hot sauce on everything.
Well, he's young. He should be able, especially if he's out touring and doing shows and keeping busy, and I think he has some kids, too. He's not someone who weight should be sticking to, but you also know he's
29 years old.
He's a fried chicken guy.
Yeah. He is still a guy with tattoos all over his face, and they're horrible. But he does look a lot back. Maybe I'm just used to him. He looks a lot better than he used to. He was like kind of scary looking when he first came on the scene for me.
Yeah, he was just partying his brains out when he first came out too. So
there was a video that back we saw of him like at age 20, some video he'd made, some terrible.
What the heck?
Yeah. You lied. What the heck?
Yeah. It's really funny because it's you, if you, someone showed you that video and said, will this guy make it?
Famous?
You'd say, no, not in a million years.
That person
years.
Will never be. And to the level that he is, like he is not just famous, but so well loved, like people love him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this guy, so 29 years old. So he said he had no idea that hot sauce has zero calories. So once he found that out, he was like, "I'm just going to put that. It'll slow me down.
Yep,
I'll be, you know, and I'm going to not eat the fried stuff. And you know, I guess we could all try it. I mean, I do use hot sauce.
I use hot sauce on a lot.
Doesn't really stop me from eating a lot of stuff
things.
Though. And the things I'm eating, you know. I put them on the things with the cheese and the guac. Okay, maybe I will have some sour cream. Okay. Rice and beans, not exactly, or tortillas, not exactly diet foods. What? I put some hot sauce on it. Come on. About 6 months ago, we talked, or maybe a little bit longer than that, we talked about Randy Travis. I don't know too much about Randy Travis. In 2013, Randy Travis had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about him except that I absolutely recognize the name as being a guy from country music. So, and he does have a recognizable face. Like maybe he's done some acting too. Like he's just got that look. Somebody you've seen before. So about 6 months ago, because he can't sing anymore, he was robbed of his voice in 2013 with the stroke. That doesn't mean he's not into music anymore, that he's not writing songs. So they used AI to recreate his voice with the help of a singer named James Dupre. Do you remember this? There was a...
No.
He performed it, and then they took his voice and put the Randy Travis, the old sound of Randy Travis, like over his voice. So that he sang it and phrased it. So it is AI, but it also isn't AI. It's not true AI, I guess. It's not like something out of completely
nothing.
But
his family is behind this?
His family is, Randy Travis and his family are behind this.
Oh,
like this
okay.
is their whole thing. It was a song called Where That Came From. And we listened to a little bit of it. I don't really recall if it, you know, it doesn't sound like AI.
You're saying we had this convo.
Yes, with this guy. I mean, it's just a blip in the entire range of what's happened in the last year with AI. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So there is a new song now, and I guess you put this out and you ask the people, can Randy use AI to put out more music? Will you put up with that, country music fans? And I guess the answer is yes, because there's another song out or about to come out. It's called Horses in Heaven. Randy Travis or whoever his people are, possibly this James Dupre guy, posted a clip from this on Instagram. I believe the full song is out tomorrow. So we have a tiny little clip of this is AI Randy Travis, Horses
there
in Heaven.
Horses in heaven,
So I bet that God. Is your dad into this? Like, is that where that?
You know? I don't hate that.
Oh, you don't? Okay,
no.
Roll it.
Cowboy, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat.
That's not terrible, is it?
Well,
I mean, you don't like country, but
I don't like country at all. So to me, that sounds really old-fashioned country, too.
If you are a Randy Travis fan, though,
maybe you're psyched.
You would be like, yeah,
yeah.
I'm right there.
Sounds like it has a chorus effect on it. Didn't you think the harmony sounds super shimmering?
That's kind of a Randy Travis sound, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
There are horses in heaven.
You know what I mean? That kind of like shimmery harmony.
Well, it's not him.
Right.
And it's manufactured.
It's AI
it's
him.
It's totally manufactured. So, yeah, I'm not surprised, but I can see people liking it.
And plus, this song is all about there are horses in heaven.
Well, thank God.
So God must be a cowboy.
Oh, is that?
That's the
what they're saying?
The general gist of the song.
He didn't create them he only was like, you know who's going to need these suckers?
He's like, I'm a horse guy. I ride horses all the time. I'm going to put those on Earth.
He's not a racehorse guy or like
no,
a dressage
cowboy.
Horse guy.
No way.
Dressage.
God,
he's
does
not
dressage.
One horse open sleigh guy.
Oh, dressage horses. I'm so fancy. I can't wait. I'm God. Ooh.
You don't think God's fancy? Come on, man.
Ooh.
He's so fancy.
Ooh.
You already know. All right, there's that. I only have a couple minutes left, but this has been sitting in my inbox here for a while.
Did God put it there?
Probably, right? Praise Jesus. So close to country music. So country music is so popular right now. I mean, probably as popular as it's ever been. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's had its heyday. Or
it was big in the 90s.
In the olden days, there was like a whole country and Western
it's
thing.
Biggest it's been since the 90s.
You know, I guess I don't know exactly what year it was. It might have been like the very late 80s, early 90s. I worked at this place. In New Bedford, Massachusetts, and they changed to country while I was there. And I was Sarah Emily on that station. But it was like modern, they were like, you know, there's not going to be any Yahooing. Not going to have a drawl or any of that. This is for, you know, business people and the new fans of country. And I thought, well, this ain't going to work. And then I would like play 4 hours, you know, have a show and do 4 hours of just playing the Judds and all the country. I'm sure Randy Travis, like all these. Oh, and I would get in my car and I'd put on like some AC/DC thing and just turn it all the way up and just purge all the way home. Get that out of my head.
So you don't like country?
I hate country music.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like it. Here are 10 artists who should go country.
I was going to say,
in
wait,
2025.
What's the story?
Well, it's so popular right now that honestly, I'm somehow subscribed to this country life thing. So I get these stories. Country music, so popular. They say whether you like it or not, part of its newfound popularity is due to the crossover success of stars like Post Malone and Beyonce. Because it's not just that people love country music. It's that other people who aren't country are also, that's what they're saying in this story. I don't know. Something called Holler has put together a list of artists who could and maybe should go country.
You mean Holla?
Holler.
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 Oh. Yeah, the Holler.
Not Holla.
It's a different way of saying hollow, like down in the hollow. You got
oh.
the hill people and the hollow people. Holler.
Oh.
You're down in the holler.
Okay.
Do I have that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're our expert on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're holler people. They live, you know, people yeah. live in the holler. They're a different type.
Oh.
Well, it's moldy down there. Yeah.
You look down on holler people.
Well, you sure do. They're down below you.
No, but I do love a good holler girl. Like, that's a...
Oh.
That's another thing we used to always say. I don't know.
But the word holler, like if I'm going to holler at you, isn't that the one that's holla?
Well, that's what I'm trying to
I
say.
No
I thought you were
girl.
Saying, yeah.
That's holla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is holler.
I don't know this holler.
There's two
then.
Mountains and they're steep. They meet together kind of, we call it a valley, but it's steeper and they're just, and you go in and people live in the holler and they don't leave. Not always, but.
Well, they can't get out. It's too deep. They're down there stuck in the holler. It's like Sleepy Holler.
And generations of families that grew up in the same holler.
Sleepy Holler. They're yeah. all down there in yeah. the holler together.
So the West Virginians look down on holler people.
No, no, no. We're full of holler people. Like,
oh.
West Virginia, nothing but hollers. I'm not saying we look down on them. I'm just saying they're holler people. If you live in the holler, you're one of the holler folks.
Well, are you could you just say we're valley people?
No.
Why?
We never used, I don't know, valleys.
Is it not a valley?
a valley kind of implies that like there's actual ground between the mountains, you know. And in the holler, the mountains just kind of end, and like there might be a creek going through it or something.
And people have just like set up shop on one side of the hill or the other.
Yeah,
In the holler.
In the holler. Yeah, I was a mountaintop person. So,
well, I mean, you have to be when you have a helicopter taking you to school each day.
Feel like we're talking about some kind of system and
hierarchy, a caste system.
Yes, then the holler people are on the losing end of this deal. But okay.
Anyway, holler, I assume, .com, put together a list of artists who could and maybe should go country in 2025. They're saying Miley Cyrus. I'm like, wasn't she already kind of country like early on? And her dad's like a huge country star, or was. They say Chapel Roan. Okay, you see that? Teddy Swims apparently did a mashup with Thomas Rhett at the CMAs, and that was awesome. And so they're saying Teddy Swims should maybe dip his toe in.
So I have that if you want to hear a second of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Handy.
We play.
All right. I love his voice.
Yeah. It's great. But this isn't super country. This is more bluesy, I think.
I know. Well, I mean, blues is close, can be very close sounding to country, you know? It's, you know.
It is?
Kind of. I think so.
Okay.
Sometimes it leans that way. Feels that way to me.
He's great, though.
Sabrina Carpenter. I can see her with the cowboy hat.
Oh, absolutely.
On, pink. They actually say pink here.
She
looks think
so cute in
pink
a cowboy
is like
outfit.
About to be in an AC/DC cover band or something. Dua Lipa. Really? Creed. Can you take me hunting?
Okay. That'd be good, right?
Ed Sheeran. This is so dumb. I don't like this. Forget it. Kelly Clarkson. She already sounds country.
Kelly Clarkson has a killer country song.
I feel like she is a country artist.
On the Troll soundtrack. Yeah. It is great.
I don't know why these people at Holler think they're the ones who should tell Kelly Clarkson what to do. She's way ahead of you, buddy. Anyway, there's that. All right, Vinny, what you got coming up in the news?
Everyday activities that count as exercise, and breakups are harder than women.
Oh,
just
you
so you know.
Tears.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. All right. All right. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Actually, we put up a lot of information today, specifically about Fire Aid. It's pinned right at the top there. If you were thinking, oh, I should check that thing out. Maybe make a donation, help out everybody down in LA. Well, there you go. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day.
Oh.
Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000.
$5,000.
Someone will win.
Every single day.
$5,000.
Every day.
Every single day.
$5,000.
Get the Odyssey app.
Do it. It's free.
All right. Here's what's happening. We've got clouds at the moment and rain on the way. Should rain all weekend at the least and into next week.
Oh, boy.
So.
Batten down the hatches, everybody.
Well, you know, we need it.
Yeah, we need every drop.
Right.
Hopefully some of it's snow.
I believe this is true.
Okay.
This first story.
Let's hear it.
2 weeks until Valentine's Day, men, and don't trick yourself into thinking a breakup would be easier than buying a half-decent gift. Don't half-ass Valentine's Day because you say to yourself, oh, forget it. Because you know what?
What?
You're a bigger baby than you realize.
Oh.
A new study found breakups tend to be harder on men
oh.
than they are on women.
Oh.
There's a stereotype that women are more emotionally dependent, but it's probably the opposite. The study found men, at least straight men, tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support. Women don't need as much because they also get it from their friends.
Oh, that's interesting.
I remember when I broke up with my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
And this was like me, I'm just going to party with my boys and do my thing. I was just a drunken, pukey mess. Mm-hmm. And she got dolled up and went dancing. And I was like, son of a, that's how this goes? I just sit around with my boys all drunk and smoking. And she goes.
She goes dancing all smoking.
Dancing.
Mm.
All hot.
Mm.
Dressed up.
Yeah.
Doing her thing.
Would you see her walk by or something? How do you know?
Everyone followed told her? Me. Everything no. got around.
Oh,
eventually.
I saw her over there at the underage club.
Yep. All the stuff.
Remember the underage dance club? Do they still have that for kids?
I forgot how hot that chick was. Thanks, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Look, you're not with her anymore, right? Like, I can shoot my shot with that? Get my chance.
Found guys are more likely to see relationships as being beneficial to their overall well-being, and they're not wrong.
Mm.
They get more mental and physical benefits than women do, leading to better mental health and higher life satisfaction when they're in a relationship.
Yeah, hello, boys.
Men are also more likely to report feelings of sadness and loneliness after a breakup.
Oh, poor things.
And because of that, they're not usually the ones who instigate breakups.
But sometimes they act badly until you break up with them.
Previous studies have found 70% of divorces are initiated by women.
Mm.
Mm.
Had enough of you. I thought I married a grown-ass man.
I definitely had, through breakups, always had long periods of time where there was no chance I was getting in a relationship again. None.
As in,
at all.
I have closed the door on that forever.
I mean, I humped, but I didn't and see that as a possibility. I saw that as a moment in time. You know what I mean?
Carcass is carcass, dude.
That's not what I said.
Kind of what you just said.
No, that's not what I said.
Feeling like that's the message I got.
Not even close to what I said. No, you're just making, you're just
torturing
me. Guys
will bang anything.
You know, John didn't mean that he needed.
Doesn't really matter what he means, does it? It's how I heard it.
I know, but you've held on to that for far too long.
Because it's a thing to hear, and then you go, wow, that's not a compliment. Don't worry, Sarah.
Guys will bang anything.
Guys will bang anything.
John told her that, and she's never let it go.
Wow.
Can you blame me?
You let it go.
Yeah, I mean, you could let it go.
Don't worry, I don't need to have an opinion about that.
Oh, that's the other one.
Mm.
Boy, they're all just right there on the tip of your tongue, aren't they?
Well, there they are. Falling out of my mouth on the daily.
Anyway, guys, don't kid yourself. You're going to be the one who's hurt the most in that breakup, so...
Yeah, her.
Count your blessings. Behave yourself. Or don't. I mean, do whatever you want. Really,
yeah, I don't know. That's maybe not what they want to hear.
A recent study found... Even 1 minute bursts of activity can get your heart rate up enough to help you live longer.
Mm.
Here are 8 everyday things we do that we don't think of as exercise, but that count as exercise.
Oh, is it getting in and out of the car? Man, does my heart get racing. Ooh.
That should make your heart race. We may need to get you to a doctor.
Yeah. Is it going up the front steps of my house?
You have a monster truck down there that I don't know about? I thought I saw the little toaster looking thing.
It's just the little guy, yeah. It's just hard. It's so low. Like, I have to get out and hold myself up.
Nope.
And I have to walk all the way over to the elevator.
Taking the stairs is a classic. It counts as exercise.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gardening.
Oh, yeah. Man, I get so sweaty when I garden.
Counts as exercise.
And you have to, you're like up, down, lift, push, shovel, rake, things.
They suggest that shopping, not the kind where you get a new leather jacket, but when you go to the grocery store, especially if you walk to the grocery store, carry the bags back.
Mm, I do that a lot.
That is good exercise.
Yeah. I feel really... lucky, like I really think that it's a good thing when people live with some restaurants, some things close enough to walk to. Like I can walk to two supermarkets. And I've never lived like that in my life. Like, this is the first time I've ever lived somewhere I could walk to all these places. I'm like, this is how it should be. Like, this is how we should plan communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even tract housing should have more stuff integrated with it. You shouldn't have to completely walk out of that, out of your tract development and have to go down the street to get to the, I don't know, just thoughts, just my thoughts.
I agree.
Because it is true. It makes you're like, why would I take my car? It's a quarter mile. I'll walk.
General cleaning can be counted as exercise.
That is true. That's
picking stuff up.
Play some music, you know, and then you're vacuuming. You got to crank it up.
Sweeping,
loud.
Mopping, vacuuming, sure. All this stuff.
Scrubbing.
Gets you moving. It's good exercise. It counts as exercise. And your little Apple Watch will likely give you credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just getting up and down a lot.
Well, that's the whole stand up 12 times a day. That's pretty good.
I am up and down all the time in my house. All the time. I go up and down the stairs like crazy. And I do notice, too, Christina by far is in the best shape of all the people in our home, if not our whole town.
Right.
Like that girl, but she does not want to go up and down the stairs. She will not do it. I will notice, like, that is so weird. She's been home all day, but she hasn't come up here
at all. So you hear her, maybe you yell down the stairs. Oh, whoa.
What's that?
So maybe it's you.
What do you mean?
She doesn't want to come upstairs and
hang out. Maybe. It could be me. You're right. But what I'm getting at is she just doesn't go. She wants to not go up and down the stairs.
Yeah. I lived in a two-story house, I was like, I don't want to just get in here. And that's honestly, that was why, like, we had the one set of stairs that went up to the upstairs, and there was just like the aisle in the middle that got smaller and smaller. People would leave everything on the stairs.
That's what I'm talking about.
All of it. Do you guys, you don't allow
no
that
trips
at your house.
Up and down? What the? Well, no.
You're supposed to, though. You are going to go upstairs at some point. Like, when you put something on the stairs, you're supposed to go, I left it on the stairs, I'm bringing it, it's my books, it's my backpack, it's my shirt, it's my coat, it's whatever.
I sometimes walk past things because I don't know what they are or why they got put there, so I don't know where they would be put.
Right.
So I'll walk past it and just be like, well, it's on. I don't know how to help you with that.
Right.
But that's what I'm getting at. There's lights on, there's things from the morning rush.
Yes.
That she hasn't gone back up at all to see them and go, oh, that should be off, or oh, let me put this away.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Do you have like a balcony that overhangs, like you can see part of the hallway up there?
I drop stuff down. I will call the kids over to the stairs and then we'll drop stuff down.
So there's like a place you can stand where they're down on the first floor.
They're down below and I'll say, turn the other way.
Right there, kind of.
Yeah, turn the other way. Put your arms out. Boom. And I'll drop like the dish towels in a folded pile and hope they land. It's fun. Kids.
That's risky because you did just fold those.
They almost never make it, but it's still worth a try. I
would be like, I'm not folding those again.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. What are we in trouble for today?
Well, we have a Bitterman over here, so I don't know if I should read that. I know I should skip that.
Jimmy Bitterman? What's he bitter about?
Vinny, of course men take breakups harder than women. Imagine investing time and money into a business. After years of success, they leave you and take half of everything you've built and merge with someone else.
That does suck. That hurts hard.
That does hurt, but I mean, you know, what part of the ball did you drop?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, people do fall in and out of love with each other, and some people work harder at stuff than other people. There's always something. We could all do better, and it starts with being grateful. Thank you for doing that for me. Try that.
Oh, a couple classic lines need to be added to Sarah's list of classic lines.
Oh, what did I do?
Sarah singing, "Can You Take Me Hunting?" The show peaked at 9:24. That was your
Creed. That's the one song
impression.
I know from Creed.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, that would be a good country version.
Sarah, that's a classic. You know what country living should do? Not tell artists what they should do. LOL. Pink already has duets with Kenny Chesney and Chris Stapleton.
Oh, there you go. She's already, that stupid thing. Was that Holler? Who should go over
Holler.
There? Holler. Come on.
A holler refers to a small, usually wooded and often secluded valley or hollow between hills or mountains.
Thanks, AI.
Thanks, AI.
You don't know what a holler is.
Oh.
You don't know any holler people.
Well, I know holler back girl.
I know you're above the holler people by the look on your face. You've said it many times without saying it.
A cast above.
Yeah.
Those poor holler people.
I'm a mountaintop. They're down there.
They live in shadows.
That's true. The sun sets earlier in the holler, that's for sure.
You're darn right it does. Mm.
510 loves Kizik's too.
Oh, I love them. I got to say, I own four or five pair. I really like them. They're fun little kicks. They're not super cheap, but they're also not super expensive.
Did you really need to tell that to Vinny, Maddie? I think he could have been left to believe it's a real guy. This 408. Yeah, I could have.
It is a real guy. Don't listen to him.
It's not. Never has been.
Don't. Why?
You don't need to double down on it. I mean, I already have the question in my head, so it's ruined. But I mean, you know.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I think you'll survive it. Everything's going to be, every little thing's going to be all right. And that guy is real. Oh, I hear this. I hear the special sounds.
What is it?
That's the sounds of games. Can you hear it? Oh, I hear
I
it.
Do
now,
hear
I
it now.
Hear it. I hear it now.
I guess it's time to game. Let's go.
Well, it's a good segue between that last text and the quiz, because the quiz is all about your favorite organization, NOAA.
Oh,
fudge.
So and the what first, does it stand for again? Well, he knows what it stands for.
I don't think he does.
I'm not going to be able to win this. He said what it stands for.
He might have gotten it right. He might not have. There's some variations
all
you
right.
can go on.
Here we go. Who's first?
I have three possible answers for it, but let's just see if you know it. What does NOAA stand for? N-O-A-A. Start with Sarah.
I just said no one. I don't know what it is. He's the one who's what? He's smart. Look at him.
What is it?
Okay,
then?
Vinny, you go first on this one.
National
then.
Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
I'm correct. I say that's right. We each get a point.
No, you do not.
Yeah, huh? I voted the same way you did.
All right, Sarah. NOAA is part of which U.S. government department? Is it the Department of Interior, Department of Commerce, or Environmental Protection Agency?
The Interior.
I'm going to go with the EPA.
You're both wrong. It's Department of Commerce.
Commerce?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, weather
making money off
commerce.
The, you know,
all right.
Atmospheric river.
What is the name of NOAA's fleet of research and survey ships? Is it the NOAA Explorer Fleet, the NOAA Marine Operations, or the NOAA Corps? That would be to
Vinny.
Hey, Bob.
C.
The NOAA Corps is correct. Sarah.
Woo.
Get two more of these for you.
All right. I go first on this one.
What is the name of the aircraft NOAA flies into storms to gather data? Is it Storm Seeker, Hurricane Hunter, or Cyclone Chaser?
The first one. Storm Seeker? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I will go A as well.
You're both wrong.
What is it?
Hurricane Hunter.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious. That sounds ridiculous.
Fun, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, last one. NOAA monitors space weather, including solar storms that affect power grids and satellites. Which center does this? The National Space Weather Laboratory, Space Weather Prediction Center, or NOAA Solar Observatory?
Vinny has to go first.
A, Bob.
A.
You're both wrong. It is B.
Doesn't matter because I won. Whoa! You know,
win legitimately or
yeah,
did you give yourself
one.
A... Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
gave yourself a point when you jumped on my point.
Because you already knew it.
Yeah.
And he didn't give me a multiple choice.
Hold on. Sarah. I'm going to make you both happy. There you go. First, Sarah, there you go.
I don't like this.
Are you doing a mashup?
And here comes the kissing. Sarah Kuda. I like my other one, too. Rotate that one in. Oh, boy.
Look, I mean, I've already broke his spirit today. Let
he
me
got
give
a point
this.
Right off the bat this morning. Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win your $5,000. It's yours. You just have to listen and claim it. And don't forget, there are plenty more Katy Perry tickets and another pair at 12:05. Jane's got three pairs this afternoon. Keep it here on Alice all day, and we'll see you back here on Friday!
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.